Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're coming up at 8:24 right now, Al. I think I got an answer to one of my questions. Dave Spadaro could not have been at the Wentz wedding.
Why not?
Because Dave Spadaro's on vacation in California. What's he doing out there? Let's talk to the voice of the Eagles. Well, other than Merrill Reese, you know.
Merrill Reese is the voice of the Eagles, please.
All right, what are you? What's your exact title, Dave?
I'm Eagles insider.
He's an insider, but right now he's outside in the West Coast, right? Dave, what are you
walking
doing out there?
Walking the streets of Hermosa Beach so I don't wake anybody up at 5:25 a.m. My daughter is out here doing an internship. Well, first of all, it started last week. I walked 9 holes with Doug Peterson prior to his tournament, where he played very well at the Tahoe tournament, and then made my way to California, Southern California, to see my daughter, who's actually in the journalism business in Southern California.
That's awesome. Dave, you should have prevented
it. I know, man. It's the most frightening thing ever, Rhea. But, she loves it, and she's doing well, and so God bless her.
Hey, Dave, did you see when Doug Peterson got the Eagle and the Eagle champ broke out in that tournament?
Yes.
How great was that?
It's awesome. It was so cool. The day we walked, there was so – he said last year he signed like 10 autographs the entire week. And that the visibility obviously goes through the roof now, and people were just swarming him. And I just think Doug is so gracious with the fans, and I think he's really accommodating, and he understands where they are. And so it was a fun day of watching him interact with a lot of Eagles fans in California.
All right, you established that Doug is now a national figure. He's a hero in this town, so much so that he and his players are going to blow up the link for the two public training camp practices. You got to get tickets, Dave. Explain now, people that want to go to these practices, what they got to do.
Yeah, so just to get an idea of how many people are going to be at the stadium so that the Eagles can serve them best, have the staff there filling their needs, this year you must have tickets. Now, the tickets are free. They are available on Ticketmaster.com starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., the practices are the 5th of August. That's Military Appreciation Night, presented by Deaton Watson. That's a 7 o'clock practice. And then the 11th, which is a Saturday at 10 a.m., is Family Day. Those are the two public practices. Make sure you get your tickets. They don't cost anything. We'd love it if you contributed to our Eagles Autism Challenge fund that we are, cause that we have really, really championed. But everything is free. Parking is free. Admission is free. Tons of fun activities. And I think that the reason there's tickets here is we want to see if the stadium going to be full.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, we've had really good crowds in the past, 30,000, 35,000. But is it possible that for a practice that you can get all the way to a full stadium? And Angelo, I mean, I get the sense that Eagles fans cannot wait for this thing to begin. So it would be unbelievable to have near capacity, at capacity, for those two practices.
Dave, here's the thing. It's the first gauge of how much more intense the love and passion is for the team since the Super Bowl. This is the first real measure of it. We know there's no tickets. There's never tickets for the game. This will tell you if we could actually sell out for no money, sell out the building for a practice. I think there's a damn chance, Dave. That's how excited the city is. We're going nuts for this team. They won the Super Bowl. I don't know if you heard, Dave.
I did hear that, and it's been an unbelievable offseason. The reaction of the fans has been tremendous. And look, the Eagles, to me, Angela, when I look at it over the course of my career here, over 30 years doing this, the Eagles are set up in a position that is so exciting because we win the Super Bowl, and then the team comes back, and I think on paper, and you play the game on paper, a better football team talent-wise than it was last year. It's just an unbelievable situation. I can't believe the Eagles are in this spot, and that practice begins in less than 2 weeks, actually a week and a couple of days.
All right, you got to explain one thing to me, because we're talking about this. There's a hot rumor that the Phillies are about to get Manny Machado, right, Dave?
Cool.
And
yeah.
I'm thinking of Jay Ajayi at the trade deadline last year.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, Dave, somewhere along the way, from this time last year to that trade deadline. Howie Roseman kind of changes perspective to today. He said, we're going for it now. Do you know what convinced him to go for it so early in the process? Most people didn't think the Eagles were ready to win it all last year. What made him go in that direction so aggressively?
To me, last year, you're right. Nobody said this team is winning the Super Bowl going in. They thought they'd be a better football team, playoff contender, win the NFC East. Agreed. And then when the season started and you saw just how good number 11 was and how everyone around him was playing better and the way the Eagles just rolled through the month of October, I think that really changed the whole perspective on things. That going in, look, you add LeGarrette Blount to the backfield, Corey Clement emerges out of the backfield, but then you lose Darren Sproles. And to have a chance to pick up somebody like Jay Ajayi, who, as it turned out, made a difference for a relatively meager price of a mid-round draft pick, I think it wasn't just that. It was later in the season adding Brian Braman and Will Beatty, and just all the time looking for little ways to upgrade the football team.
Yep.
To put them in position. Angela, it was a magical season.
Yep.
Every move that Howie made worked. Doug made all the right calls. The team responded. And so now you find out, can the Eagles possibly be the ninth team in the NFL to repeat as Super Bowl champions?
You said it. They're better now. He had a great offseason. The receivers are definitely better and deeper. The running backs, I love Clement. Yeah. Wait till you see Clement this year. He's going to be amazing. You got the kid on the defensive end, the first-round pick. Wow, that Bennett. Yeah. Barnett is amazing. He's going to – Dave, I can't – and all these guys that were injured – they won without him. Jordan Hicks, Carson Wentz, Jason Peters, they're all back.
And that to me is – that's the story of training camp, is how the Eagles get those players back, get them ready for September 6th. It's not just Carson, but, of course, Carson is the headliner.
Yep.
But how do you get – how do you get Brandon Graham and Tim Jernigan and Alshon Jeffrey and Jordan Hicks and Jason Peters and Darren Sproles, get them ready to go for the season – and then roll out what you think is a better team. But, Angela, as we know, it's not just about being the better team on paper. You've got to go out and play that way. And the Eagles certainly did that last year. So, yeah, I mean, as much of a homer as I've been for 30 years, I'm even more of a homer for 2018.
Wow, everyone is now. We're all on the Dave Spadaro bandwagon. Dave, what are you hearing on Wentz? All systems so far?
Yeah, I talked to Doug, and he was really encouraged about it.
Yep.
And I really think this. I think that this is the kind of injury that you get to 90%, 92%, 93%, and then that last 7, 8% really is unpredictable. And you don't put him out there until he's ready to go. But I don't think they have a sense yet. I think it's tracking in a really positive direction. But I don't think they have a sense yet. And what Doug said to me last week was interesting. He goes, look, I'm married to Carson Wentz for the next 10, 15 years.
Yep.
I'm not going to rush him out there. So,
well, but hold on a minute.
Caution here.
Did you see the wedding video, David? They didn't invite you, huh, to the wedding?
They did not invite
That's
me to
surprising.
The wedding. That's okay.
That's surprising. But the video, he is doing some boogie in there. And it looks like they actually reenacted at the wedding Thriller from Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I'm telling you, he's moving great, Dave. Looks like
Angela,
now.
The way that they rehab compared to, like, I remember back when Randall had his knee. You remember back covering it.
Yep.
Now, I mean, 6 months after surgery, he's out running 7-on-7 drills.
Crazy.
From the quarterback position. Back then, it was so much more conservative. Now, the rehab is so aggressive. And I can't believe what I saw from him in the spring, only a few months after surgery.
All right, so, Dave, if people want to come to these two practices, they got to go online at 10 o'clock tomorrow, eagles.com?
Ticketmaster.com.
Ticketmaster.com. All right.
Yeah, get your tickets. First come, first serve. Limit 6 per household. And it's going to be a great way to spend some time with the family watching the Eagles at practice at the stadium.
Dave, I got one more for you.
Yeah.
And if this is – I often ask one question too many.
Yes.
LeSean McCoy, people again – wondering about him because of new allegations. What was he like to deal with when he was with the Eagles?
Yeah, I liked LeSean. There was certainly an element of immaturity there, and we know that he had gotten into some trouble as a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm very sad to hear that he's involved potentially in this kind of thing. Let's see how it plays out. I hope it doesn't mean that LeSean was involved in this at all, but if so, I mean, the kid really will be in a lot of trouble. I thought LeSean was a likable, happy-go-lucky, but certainly a bit immature kid. And I just hope that all this stuff works out and that LeSean is not involved.
Dave, did you have an In-N-Out burger yet in L.A. or California, Hermosa Beach?
I have had an In-N-Out burger. You know, you can get it in California.
Yeah.
They eat their burgers wrapped in lettuce.
Yep.
They don't have
the
bread.
That's not good. Is that the way you ate it?
No, hell no.
All right,
I ate a hamburger.
No, I'll tell you what.
I'm more of a steak and shake guy than an In-N-Out burger. But nonetheless, it's beautiful out here, and you know, and I've seen a lot of Eagles green walking up and down the street.
I bet you have.
Remember, I've been carrying my Super Bowl ring around just to show people. They go crazy over it, and it's been a dream come true since February 4th.
Sure has. Dave, enjoy. We'll talk to you soon. Dave Spadaro, Eagles insider.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.